Okay.
I would like to ask you if you can recall for us how you did it, how it happened for each of the five pictures in the book, beginning with the cover. What do you remember about doing the cover of the book?
Yes. I think what's important, I don't want to go individually with the photos, because the way that I worked with the photos was with the mentality of the collective, and I actually worked with all of the photos together. And what I did was I've used essentially various programs to create fractals. There are many programs out there that you can use to make two-dimensional fractals, even three-dimensional fractals. And I then made a different amount of fractals and united them together, and then I decided to composite this almost fractal collage within the people and the environments. And it was all about finding the right mix of imbalance of sort of this fractal-inspired abstract geometry and what was part of the photo. And the idea for me was I wanted it all to become this new geometry, or this new image that perfectly worked with each other, so that you could recognize both, but also see that they were becoming a completely new, unique, singular piece, which to me is exactly the same idea behind groups and cults and behind that sort of mentality, where there's always, where all of it is merged into a new, bigger whole, essentially. And so that's the way that I approach these photos. And, you know, another thing that I made sure was always, I had to keep in mind the fact that I needed to work not just with the environment but also with the people as well. And so it was a very tricky balance of seeing what should have been left and modified, and where exactly to place the fractals, so that, you know, everything also needed to have a structure, in a sense of a a composition. So, you know, everything, not only it needed to work in ideologically and in concept, but then visually speaking, as an artist, it needed to be structurally right. It needed to be it needed to have the right composition. Like, as a filmmaker and an artist, I wanted to have that same composition you would see in a curated shot or image. And so I made sure that the right color was in the right place, and the positioning of the fractals and the people, and everything also looked beautiful and composited, essentially. And that's the other thing. I knew that the color was another very important aspect of working with these photos, because I knew that it was going to be both color and black and white. So I actually made two different versions. I didn't just make the color versions and then put them in black and white, but I made them separately. So I started off so that I could make sure that the colors would translate in the right amount of grays and blacks and whites that I wanted in the black and white images. And I wanted both of the photos to work in either color and black and white. I didn't want it to not translate. So that was also a very tricky balance of making sure that everything would translate perfectly also in black and white. And it's very interesting, because both in color and black and white bring out different things. When it's in black and white, the geometry and the composition is enhanced, because you only see shapes. And so it creates more of a visual pattern. And that's usually what tends to happen with more abstract black and white photography as well. You focus more on the lines and the geometry and the movement. And so on that sense, that was really nice. And then with the color, what it brings, the emotion and sort of like all these other subtle things that I wanted to convey in the emotional aspect of these photos. And so I think they both really work well together, both in color and in black and white, and they bring out different aspects of these photographs.